You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We're about to talk about Heat Rockers Records with Jerry Tompkins and Dylan Biscuit, and this is their track. It's VSPEX 1023. You'll have heard it on the BFM playlists. And we're going to be having a chat about it on the other side. See you in a minute. We'll be right back. That was Jerry Tompkins and Dylan Biscuit, who are the brains behind Heat Rockers Records. And we have got both Jerry, aka Matt, and Dylan on the line. Kia ora, how are you guys?
Morena, doing good.
Morena.
Doing very well.
Hey, that's good to hear. You guys have been putting out some awesome releases over the last wee while as Heat Rocker Records. Can you tell us a little bit about who you guys are and what your MO is as a group?
Heat Rockers is just a dance-focused record label that I started 2 years ago now, trying to highlight producers around Tamaki Makaurau that I felt could have a platform.
Mm-hmm. And how did you kind of go about approaching people? Did you just hit up your mates who were making cool stuff, or did people kind of end up coming to you a bit on this?
It started off like that. It was mostly through seeing how many of my friends were creating stuff and just like chucking things up on SoundCloud and not really going through the whole kind of proper release process. And mm-hmm. I thought I could probably help out with, you know, providing that platform. So it started off with friends, and then more as I've done it, a more wide range of people have begun sending stuff through, which is nice.
So that track that we just listened to is the most recent thing that you guys have put out. I think it's the 16th official Heat Rockers release. And how do you guys, do you have a sort of like parameter for the kind of dance music you want to put out, or is it just like anything under the sun, as long as it sounds good and gets you moving?
Yeah, I try to say to anybody sending stuff, or if I'm asking people to release something, it's completely up to them. It kind of, for us, if it falls under the more classic style of dance music, like paying homage back to the early house music and techno music, mm-hmm. that's kind of the only parameters of the sound. But otherwise, I just say whatever the producer likes themselves.
Yeah, and that kind of, I guess, means you get a lot of diversity in the sound, because I'm looking at the people you've put out recently. You've got Frey Mysterio, Uber Driver, Keanu Raves. I want to say as well, you've started, you know, broadening out beyond Tamaki Makaurau. You've got a few of these producers from across the rest of the country. Has that been a recent thing, or have you always kind of been touching base with people in other cities as well?
Well, it's kind of come to fruition through, I guess, them seeing our output as a label and getting in touch. Mm. And those conversations just starting through online messages. With like Uber driver, Freddie, meeting him through going down to Wellington, him coming up here was a really like good thing to see, to broaden the horizon of the two dance scenes, because there's definitely mm-hmm. worlds operating in each city.
Mm.
But most of it's just through messages online, and I've found everyone so far have been like-minded people with the same goal in mind for what we're trying to create.
It's a weird year for club-based music. Of course, it's quite hard to get into the club at the moment. But how have you guys been managing? What's been sort of the way you've been experiencing dancing in a pandemic at the moment, Matt?
Little parties that all of us at the flat are just having between us that live here. I mean, it is difficult, yeah, but I think now's a good time to just be like producing music and kind of focusing more on that side of it. We've certainly been doing that here.
And you guys have been quite explicit about the roots of the music you play as well, because obviously house music, techno, it's all got strong black heritage, and it's been a big year for the Black Lives Matter movement as well. What's important to you about acknowledging those, those true roots of dance music? Is that something that you think is really crucial for producers to be doing at the moment?
I think having that acknowledgement and awareness and kind of keeping that frame of mind while producing the music is a really crucial thing. I think in terms of the sound, everything is up to everybody's own mm-hmm. creative process. But I think like knowing the roots of where this music came from is kind of like, it's the core values behind what the music stands for. So having an understanding of that, I think, is crucial.
Mm-hmm. And being an ally as well, you kind of have to know what your own history is, or the history of the scenes you're involved in too, which is something that I've been stoked to see you guys doing online as well. Where would you like ideally like to go with Heat Rockers? If you could kind of pandemic aside, what would you guys like to be doing right now?
Just diversifying the range of music, really, and opening our doors to more producers to send stuff through, because it really is an open door for anybody to send stuff through.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit, for me, because I just run it alone, it's very much up to people coming up in my life and having those conversations in person, I've found, is where most of those releases have come from. But yeah, just trying to have more people involved, more people that are outside my own realm of, I guess, the K-Road dance scene here, mm-hmm. sending stuff through.
So when you take your Jerry Tompkins hat off, you have a different hat that you put on, which is Kenny Sterling, which is quite musically diverse, Matt. What's the deal with Kenny Sterling? Can you tell us a little bit about this?
That was a project I've just been working on for the last year, which is, it's funny you say that about musical hats, because everyone says, oh, I didn't know you sung or anything. But yeah, it's been something I've been working on behind the scenes a bit for the last year, and it's just kind of all coming to the surface now, which is a good feeling.
So you've got a new track out, it's called Seismic Commotion, and there's a pretty dystopic video that goes along with it. What was the idea behind making that visual?
Well, it runs along the same ideas as the song. The song's kind of all inspired by, like, those Facebook one-liner headlines that come up, like, we've got 12 years left before the climate is past the point of no return and all that. So I wanted to encompass that, like, dystopic feeling in a music video. So, yeah, we went out and shot that and kind of made a bit of a post-apocalyptic scene out of it, and then had me crooning my way in an empty hall with a gunshot wound.
Excellent. Very 2020 indeed. Hey,
yeah.
Matt, a.k.a. Kenny Sterling, a.k.a. Jerry Tompkins. It's been an absolute pleasure to chat to you about both Heat Rocker Records and also the Kenny Sterling project. And we're going to play Seismic Commotion now. So anybody who's expecting dance music is going to be quite different. But keep up the great work, Matt. And we look forward to seeing you on the dance floor soon enough.
Thanks, Rachel. Have a good morning.
You too.
95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.